guys, we're hosting our first comedy show called The Headline. It's full of nationally touring comedians. We have a big guest drop in who's been seen on Kill Tony. And no, it's not Uncle Laser. It's February 9th, I believe, at doors open at 7, show at 8.
It's at a sick music venue that also hosts like concerts and after parties and events like that with bands and DJs. And it is absolutely gorgeous in downtown Miami.
And tickets will be, just go to our Instagram, our Two Girls One Blunt Pod Instagram in the bio. The tickets will be there. Mm-hmm. We hope to see you. It's going to be a sick show. It's a sick venue. That's Lit Comedy is our new comedy group.
So follow That's Lit Comedy on Instagram if you love us, if you're a real one.
We're trying to host comedy shows in Miami that so that we can get more experience and build the scene down here.
Yeah. I want to know who's going to pop out like from listening, if we have people in Miami who are going to come out, because they're going to be great shows. I'm very excited.
If you do come up to us and tell us you found out here.
Tell us we did a good job, because honestly,
no one has in a while.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah. Our survival depends on it, actually. So that being said, let's get to the episode.
We love you.
Hey, girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Boys and girls,
mission successful. I wanted to get violently... Hi.
You look violently high. I feel like I'm always the one violently high.
I'm violent.
You're violent? Makes sense.
I'm a violent offender. I'm not allowed within 300 feet of humans.
You just can fight people. That's your thing.
Just walk up to people on the street and cold cock them.
Wow, cold cock. I haven't heard that since I was abused by my mother.
What does that even mean?
A cold cock. Like, I think hit you like out of nowhere, right? Yeah, like square in the face.
Bitches.
Where did that come from? Mom?
She used to say that?
Yeah.
Damn.
That just triggered a memory. Like,
I think
that's
like a
something.
Boston thing then.
Cold cocked.
Like cold cock, yeah. I feel like I remember that and that's why I said it.
I feel like I should call my Boston mother and ask her.
Oh god.
Cold cock fight. Cold cock. It's gonna look up. Wait, what's cold cocking? To knock someone unconscious with a fist. To cold cock someone is to punch that person hard enough that he or she passes out. Cold cocking someone is more serious than a regular punch because it implies that someone passed out from the punch. So many ways to say they got knocked out. It's a vicious move. It would not ever be done in play. Cold cocking is harsh and cruel move intended to cause a great amount of pain.
Jesus Christ. I thought it just meant punching someone.
My mom was like, make sure they go out. If you're going to knock them, if you're going to hit them. Yeah, if you're going to hit them hard. Hey, guys, welcome back to the podcast. And we're going to start this off by saying, did we do sober January?
No.
But I didn't drink for like a while.
January has felt like a year. So I feel like I've learned a lot this January.
Okay.
I have been through shit this month.
What do you want to elaborate?
No, I don't even know. I just feel like I've gone through it.
Emily's been.
I started going to the gym again. That's how you know I'm going through
it. Wait, you're turning 25.
I'm turning 26. I'm old.
This is your midlife crisis.
Yeah, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
My quarter century crisis.
Yep. Oh, is midlife like in your 30s, 40s? I thought that was at 25. Maybe people used to not live that long. I don't know. How are you, Emily?
I'm doing good. I'm so high. We just smoked Laughing Gas by Joey Coco Diaz.
As we have been for like every episode.
And I'm violently high. Like violently, like somebody cold cocked me with this weed.
Yeah. We did quit vaping for like what? 3 days?
I think I made it. Yeah, like 2 days.
That's good enough.
That's good enough for government work. That's what my daddy always said.
Good enough. Long enough.
Good enough for that pension. Remember when pensions were like a thing?
Are they not anymore?
No, I think they still are, but like...
Never heard of them or haven't heard of them in a while.
Yeah, where'd they go?
Pension sounds too much like detention.
I think of like the post office when I think of pensions.
I think of old people.
Yeah.
Do they give you like a, is it like a bonus?
Let's look up what a pension is. Who brought up pensions? Did I bring them up?
Yeah, why are we looking up pensions?
Why?
Emily's a grandma at heart.
You what?
Like, you're
pensions?
An old lady.
A regular payment
I
made.
I walk into Emily, she throws her phone down like a sketchy boyfriend. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, reading a book. I think I dropped weed down my cleavage and now it's super itchy and I'm having an allergic reaction in between my tits.
I get that. I get that. Yeah, that's when you gotta wear like a separate bra, you know?
Oh, you gotta let them breathe. I gotta like... Yeah, they're.
That's the worst.
I gotta just go like this for
sometimes
a second.
I just stuff like a paper towel down.
In between your tits?
Yeah.
Honestly, that sounds like it'd be soothing. Cause
just
right
like
now...
I cut it and like shape it. I don't know. Just a little bit down there.
So it doesn't get sweaty?
Yeah. It doesn't work. Big boobs are hard, okay?
I know. Where was I that I was sweating under my tits so bad? Oh, what, Sunday for Rick's birthday in Fort Lauderdale? It was like 80-something degrees. I was walking in little... You know my little outfit I was wearing? I was sweating.
Really?
My tits, armpits, everything. Thank God I was wearing an athleisure, like an athletic shirt.
Because it didn't show through.
I was so sweaty and hot and uncomfortable, and I was like, this is gross. I felt like my makeup was dripping down my face. People kept looking at me. I was like, don't look at me.
That's the worst feeling.
You know?
I do not want to be perceived right now.
Yeah, not at all. There was a guy I was like, I know, he went up to the girl and he was like talking to her, and I was like, how do I know you? And he was like, I think we follow each other on Instagram. And then I was like, how do you know him? And she was like, Hinge. And I was like, that's where. I don't think we ever really talked. I might have like ghosted him, or he probably ghosted me.
I love meeting random people out who you like had like a...
Just a little interaction, and you're like, oh, that person just like really popped into my existence or my reality. Because they're not real until you meet them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't exist.
Isn't that weird? People aren't real until they're in front of you.
And then they aren't real when they're gone.
No, they're gone. So why are they real?
All you have is what's in the moment.
Yeah.
Bars.
We have ADHD. An object permanence issue.
Yeah.
My dad used to be like, is it fucked up that like when somebody's like, I don't see them every day, I don't miss them? And I didn't understand it until I became an adult. But like, I do kind of forget about people, and I have to remind myself to check in on people so that I'm not, I feel abandoned when they don't hit me up, but then I'm also abandoning them. So I've had to adjust a lot of behaviors based on maintaining friendships. Does that make sense?
That was a lot to digest.
Or is that really high thoughts?
No, that's so true. I struggle with reaching out to people because I literally forget they exist. And that doesn't devalue them at all.
No,
because when
I
remember
them.
That they exist, I'm like, I love that person. And like, I want to like pour into them. But when I'm busy, let's say it's for a week or 2 weeks, and sometimes depending on where they're at in your life, that might go longer.
Yeah.
You know? But it doesn't mean that they don't mean a lot.
Yeah.
You literally only have the capacity to have like two friends. How are people out here having full groups of friends? How do you give everyone that much attention?
Do you see the brides that have like 20 bridesmaids? I'm like, how do you have that many friends who are actually in your corner? That seems
sus to me. Because they're not really friends.
Yeah.
There's no way. How do you, unless every hangout is a group thing, but you know there's dynamics where there's clicks and they're like, did you hear what Brittany said about you? You know?
Oh, God. Girlfriendships, like in big groups, are so interesting to watch unfold. Like, I used to work at a after school program, and I would see like the 12-year-olds kind of like bully the 9-year-olds and then choose.
As they should.
Choose the select 9-year-olds that could come into the cool gang. And it was like interesting to see girl dynamics.
I used to be the outsider to the friend groups. So I used to watch everyone have this like core group and always do things together. And I was like the floater in between all the friend groups, like whether it was like the theater kids or the soccer girls or people in my grade or people in another grade. There was like little groups that I was friends with everyone, but I didn't have my own group. And it used to make me feel very like isolated from the like groups of girls. So, and then I used to watch because I was an outsider. They would all tell me everything about everybody. And I was like, these people hate each other.
Everyone hates everyone.
Everyone hates each other, but they just don't want to be alone, so they stick in these giant groups.
But I would rather just have a few select people. And I feel like that's what I had most of my childhood growing up, was like 3 to 5 people that I would hang out with semi-regularly, but never really part of a group. And then in high school, I got that friendship, but I was still somehow like that friendship group dynamic, but I was the one on the outside. Like, there were little cliques within like the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized growing up that they were kind of like mean, and I was mean with them, like in the year that we were friends.
Because you would do things to to feel accepted, because we all want to be a part of a group.
But you know what's so funny? Like, we were theater kids. None of us were fucking cool, bro. Like,
the things that I used to do to get people to like me, I like look back and it's, I'm so cringed at like myself, but I just was like a little kid who wanted to make friends. Like, when it's like, it was that innocent, and it's cool to like know who I am right now to an extent where I don't have to do that in group settings anymore.
You don't have to like beg for scraps of attention.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Because you weren't getting it at home. So like, you were looking for it.
I was looking for any sort of connection, and I just like felt extremely isolated.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that Taylor Swift song that was like, on the outside looking in?
No, that's
like
Jordan Pruitt. That's Jordan Pruitt. On the outside looking in. Oh, you don't know what it's like to feel left out. You don't know what it's like to do. Hold on.
Wait, and is it The Outsiders?
Don't... No, it's called The Outside Looking In. It's Jordan Pruitt.
Oh, I was thinking of Taylor Swift.
Wait, hold
okay.
on.
Okay. I was thinking of a totally different song.
Wait, but hold on. This is so...
On the outside looking in. Oh, different song.
You don't know anything about me. As you can tell, I used to listen to this a lot. Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. I'm actually... All right, ready? This is so sad. And you've been all wrong. Not who you think I am. Ready? Chance. You don't know what it's like.
We were so emo back then.
And you don't know how it feels to be your own best friend. On the outside looking.
And that's our 30th.
Because this is so sad.
Wait, why can't I find my
song? I used to listen to this and be like, you don't just be in my room.
And they don't know.
We're going to have to cut a little bit more of that to fit like 10 seconds for YouTube. But
yeah, that's so annoying that we can't play copyrighted music. I think that's so stupid. If you make music, why don't you want to share it? What is the point of like, I get it, like other people can't use it for monetary, but like,
because you want to be able to like have everyone stream on a platform that you make money for the streams. But I think there's something beneficial to artists who give back to their communities. So Luke Combs just refunded an entire concert in like a guard, like a theater. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he was sick or something, where he couldn't sing to his full potential. So he didn't feel like it was worth the money that people spent on the concert.
Aww.
So he's like, we're still going to play the concert, but we're refunding everyone. That is going to go towards him 10 times by giving to your fans and your community and shit.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was beautiful.
Oh.
I was like, there are good people in the world.
Meanwhile, I don't even know what's going on, but like, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion are like...
beefing?
Yeah, there's something going on where Nicki's like taking jabs at Megan.
Megan released a song and... the lyrics were like alluding to Nicki having a husband who is a sexual predator, like a child sexual predator.
Right, which is just a fact.
Megan's Law, I think, is like, I think it like is alluding to like the laws around it or something. I don't know. And then that night, Nicki records like on her phone voice memos a song and releases it like, doesn't even get like a studio or anything. Like, aren't you a celebrity and like that rich? Shouldn't you be able to just like snap your fingers and have a team?
Yeah.
Or are these like the delusions where I think people have us? I swear we've hung out people that have stuff like that. Nicki Minaj should have all that. But she releases it off of her phone And then
I saw she was going to drop it at like 3 p.m., then 6 p.m., then 9 p.m., then midnight. Like, she kept delaying the drop because she wasn't prepared.
Yeah, I don't know.
I live for celebrity drama, but I don't know anything about it.
Nothing else to live for.
Nothing else to live for now.
Wow. Forever depressed we are.
See, I always thought I would die young, but I'm getting older and I'm not dead yet. So, like,
you know what's so funny is I feel like in our brains, like, we've always been this, like, we're like very positive, but also very cynical and like dark and sad. And you would think with like our lives changing or like different route, like, you know what I mean? Like, what you think it would be, happiness isn't that. I've been searching all my life.
Where is the happiness, guys?
Like,
it's not,
you know, I mean, in the moments, it made our depression way easier, I think.
Yeah.
You know, I look back and I'm like, I would take the mansion and the butlers while I was sad.
No, there are blips like of happiness, but you'd think it would solve everything.
What do you want from me, buddy?
I don't know.
Hi.
Some guy DM'd me. Wait, what did he say? Never mind. I can't remember what he said.
What'd he say? Think of it, Emily. You got it. It's in your brain. Access the memory. You got this. We have to train our superpowers.
On December 9, 1964.
I was a pilot.
The plane was going down fast. The co-pilot's unconscious next to me. We're nosediving. 154 passengers behind me. Are you the thunder and lightning?
I was the snakes on the plane. Oh man, guys, we missed you. Did you miss us? Just us, just me and Em, just our voices, just only us. Did you miss us?
Take a shot every time we say us. Us. I won't knock somebody's yum. What is it? I won't yuck somebody's yum. Yeah.
Honestly, we should yuck people's yum. I don't think everything deserves to be a yum. You deserve to be yucked at.
Do we need to yuck more people's yums?
We need to yuck everyone's yums.
Even our own?
Sometimes.
Honestly, I look back at previous yums and I'm like, yuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yucky yuck yum.
Yuck yuck.
Then
yuck.
You go back for a little more and you're like, yum 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 yuck.
And then it goes right back to yuck after you know, yum.
And then if somebody just yucked my yum in the beginning, I wouldn't have to be like yuck after I had my yum.
If they could just yum the whole time, that would be great. I'm not asking.
Where's
for
the
a yuck.
Yum? Where's the good yums?
Where are the yums? The yums are all yummed up.
Fuck.
Or yay.
Yuck. That's a clip.
Oh, anyway.
Good shit. Good shit.
I'm going to keep saying anyways, and I know it's going to be the nervous tick on stage, so I have to stop saying that as like
a I think that anyways is better than like saying like or
That's true. But I do all of the above.
So. No, your I think I say like, and I also move around and like look down and like shake my head.
Mm.
Yours is the sigh.
I sigh.
You go.
Interesting.
In between like a lot of things you say. It's only sometimes when you're in the zone, you don't do it as much because you're in the zone. But it's the nights that like you're not in the same like the nights I'm not in the zone, I say like a lot. Or I'm like,
I think I swing my arms sometimes too. I'm like, well.
I was just watching my Laugh Boston set over, and I've had a couple people make comments like of how I don't look as confident on stage. I can't tell if this is male comedians just like mad that I am confident on stage. But then I was like, okay, what can I take from this?
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things, habits I started picking back up on, like grabbing the mic cord.
I'm a mic grabber. I mean the cord.
Cord grabber.
I'm a cord grabber. I like twiddle it like I would hair when I'm nervous.
I do that too. I'm constantly touching myself. I watch myself on podcasts and I'm like, there, how do people think I'm not a little bit on the
Specky?
The trum.
The
I feel like I'm not allowed to say anything anymore. You know, when I watch myself, I'm like, that makes so much sense. I'm watching Love on the Spectrum and I'm like, everything they say is exactly how my brain thinks.
I literally
and I just learned to not say that.
Yeah,
but the way that they're like very honest in their head, they're like, yeah, and it's just like that's how I think. or with the way that they give love and their intentions. I'm like, that's how it should be. But neurotypical people like look at that as weird or like something off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's honest and vulnerable.
And maybe if we, more of us set these boundaries up front and stood to our standards, we would have happier, healthier relationships. Mm-hmm. I love Dani. She's like, I want a man with an animation studio. And I hope she gets that.
Which one's that?
I love her style. And she's like so
the smart
cute
one with the glasses.
Yeah.
And like the, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very blunt. I watched a clip of her being like, yeah, it's not always about the looks. You can like what's inside. And her date's like, oh, yeah. We're talking about Love on the Spectrum.
Did you see the clip of, I forget his name, Connor, I think. He was doing like a speed dating challenge and you cross off
and he goes,
like
no.
X or no. But he asks her a question. He goes, how do you feel about nature? And she's like, well, I've never really thought of that. Like, I'm more of a city person. I don't really like nature. And right in front of her, he just crosses off the no and like looks at her and she's like, oh. And afterwards, the producer was like, hey, buddy, maybe you should like say, cross them off as no after they leave the table, like not while they're right in front of you. And he felt so bad, but it was just a funny
clip. I just love the like rawness.
Yeah,
it's like human nature at its core of like just honesty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you don't have a filter, and that's a beautiful thing.
It is.
I remember not having a filter growing up and everyone told me I had to filter myself. And they'd be like, you can't talk about this. You can't talk like that. Well, guess what now? I have a podcast with my best friend and we talk about whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, those camp counselors are wrong.
I just like how people bullied me. They watch my story.
And now watch your story?
Yeah, and they don't engage with me. So I'm like, oh, you're surveilling me. Hello, fan.
What's up? Haters are fans, too.
Yeah, but they send evil eye.
Yeah.
That evil eye is real. Take a bath. If you feel like you're tired or something's low and you're low energy, literally take a bath. I'm dead ass.
But also, I am going to an endocrinologist because I feel like I have hormonal issues.
I thought I did, too. I got my hormones checked and everything. I got my thyroid checked. I got everything checked.
That's what I need to do.
You know what helped me? A bath. A bath and a smoothie and drinking proper amounts of water. You'd be crazy.
Yeah. It does wonders for a body.
Yeah.
But I can't keep having double periods. This is too much. I need to get my birth control out.
I wonder if it's because you got your gallbladder out.
I don't know.
Now you're just broken.
Maybe. That'd be cool. Maybe my uterus didn't go back in the proper position.
Don't say that.
Well.
What if you're pregnant?
Well, I've had so many pregnancy tests.
Everyone's like, do you have a kid? I'll be like, basically. I don't know.
No, I'm not pregnant.
That's how that conversation would go. I'd be on a date and they'd be like, so do you have children? And I would be like, no, but I have a child as a roommate. Would it be here? Where would we put it? In your big closet?
I'm not going to have a baby. I'm not pregnant.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No. I can't handle a child at this time in my life, Emily.
I'm not having a baby.
I can't afford it. The sleep schedule.
Bro, I'm killing this thing.
I can't. I would have to be the support. I'm the man of the house. I have to go out.
I'm killing this child. I don't think you understand. There is no child to kill, but R.I.P. Harold.
You never know. What if there's complications?
I've taken like 6 pregnancy tests.
I've been nervous.
Well, I had to for the doctor because I want to start Accutane.
Oh. Were you on Accutane before?
No.
What happened to the other stuff?
It just is okay. I want some hard hitting. Lupu went on it and she said her whole family has been on it and it works great.
Doesn't it do stuff?
It does. You have to get like blood tested every month to make sure you're not dying.
Emily.
Yeah.
You like to live life on the edge.
It could cause your liver to fail. That's not so
We've already
good.
Had one organ fail. We can't have another one.
You know what I
Your body's running on 99%.
Trevor told me that. Okay, so when I was a skinny kid, like they used to make me drink like 3 protein drinks a day. Like those super heavy duty ones. Mm-hmm. So now I hate protein drinks. But he was like, it makes sense why your gallbladder kicked the bed, because you were just like fucked up as a kid.
Well, yeah. also the U.S. agriculture system and Bill Gates, but we won't get into it.
My mom and fucking Bill Gates, the bane of my existence.
Bill Gates bought Rio sauce, that really good Italian like home like sauce that you can buy.
Oh yeah,
we and have they, it.
So he has Rio. Campbell's.
Yeah, they bought it.
Okay,
and they changed the fucking ingredients. They changed the recipe.
Sons of bitches.
Doesn't taste the same. Bill Gates, you're out here ruining my food, and I'm pissed off.
Specifically my pasta
if
sauce.
I end up dead, just know I'm not suicidal, guys. I would never kill myself.
Not for tomato sauce.
I only think about it on Monday to Sunday, but I would never do it.
No.
Ever.
No. But if I did, I'd make
I'm
it clean.
I'm too stubborn.
You're too stubborn?
You're too stubborn, too.
I think I'm also too stubborn.
You are. I literally think you'd go wanting to kill yourself until old age, but you'd be like, no one's taking me but myself.
I'm like a mule.
Yeah.
I just, like, keep on trudging.
Yeah,
like,
I just think
fucking
we'd be
kids.
Yeah, we'd be two stubborn old ladies together, just, like, wanting to die, but, like, we're, like, withering away.
One leg is caved in on the other.
Yeah, I broke a hip.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good stuff. That should be a sitcom.
I break my hip, I army crawl to the fridge. I'm like, nothing's stopping me.
Not by my own fucking self. Oh, God. Well, once these cats die, I'm dying.
Okay, that's in like 15 years.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it past their lifespan.
Okay. The fucking, for some reason, we lost audio right during Emily and I's erotic scene.
Oh, no.
I don't know where it left off, but we were about to make out.
Yeah, but what if, like, we are just gay? I don't know.
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm like, am I gay? I don't know.
Bisexual, for sure.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
I don't know. Terrified of women.
I think about it too, because like if I was to date a man, I would want the ability to like make out with girls. But if I was dating a girl, I wouldn't care about the ability to make out with men.
Interesting.
I saw another girl talk about this on TikTok and she was like, so that means I'm just gay, right?
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, I'm glad somebody else did.
Yeah. Yeah. She was having that realization about herself and I was like, oh,
I just like want to be held by men. Like, I don't
want. Or do we just want to be held?
Maybe I just want to be held. I don't know. There's something about a man holding you, though. Like, as you cry, I don't know. And you can just let it all out.
That's true.
I haven't
But I've
that.
Never been able to get as fully close to a woman like that. And I feel like that's because they're the biggest heartbreak.
Women are the biggest heartbreak.
I feel like it hurts more losing that best friend than it does a boyfriend. You stay maybe a little more attached to the boyfriend. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like the bigger heartbreak is the girl.
It's like easier to cut off, if that makes sense.
But because it's that hard.
Because it's that hard. You just have to be done.
Yeah.
But like, that's the one you think about like years
forever.
Later. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The fact that we're even saying this, like, does that make us gay?
Bro, I don't know.
Bro, am I gay?
Bro, am I gay?
Can
we hug?
Are we gay? That's the title of this episode.
Yeah. Are we gay? Probably.
How to know if you're gay?
I've Googled that. I feel like if you Google, how do I know if I'm gay? You're gay. Did you ever look at the lesbian dictionary? No, the lesbian master drive.
No.
This was like niche corner of the internet that's like a bunch of questions you should ask yourself if you think you're gay. And I was like, why am I answering yes to all of these?
Emily, you're gay.
Surprise. No. But I love men.
Why?
Because I have to prove myself to them. And it's so
that's
hot.
Not even about love and sexual attraction.
It's about me.
That's about proving to your father that you're worthy.
Yeah.
You're worthy, honey.
Thank you.
Go find a vagina. I just think it's so funny. Did we ever talk about how much I laid on that girl at the...
Oh, yeah.
Did we talk about that on the pod?
I don't know.
I laid so much riz on this girl in front of all of the guys. And it made me feel like
powerful.
The man.
Yeah, I was like, I'm the man.
Yeah, bitches.
I also think of like sometimes like how I dress makes me question. And I'm like, maybe you're just a tomboy, Jamie.
You do dress like a little bit like more mask. I could see that.
Like, I'm like, not right now. Like, I have these moments where I'm like,
of course,
I'm a girl.
Absolutely.
You know, but I have these moments. We're very feminine. Mm-hmm. And then I have ones where I'm in like I slept at a friend's house because I was drunk and they gave me a sweatshirt and their shorts, or like a big giant t-shirt and their shorts. And I was like, this is a dope outfit. I looked at it and I had my sneakers on to go outside and smoke in my car.
And you're like, you're coming home with me.
And I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, wait, I kind of love this outfit. Mm. And it was oversized men's clothes, like shorts and a t-shirt.
I feel like I would love
it. And then I put a bomber jacket over it and I was like,
see, that's cute, but I have huge tits. I would love to do that, but it makes me look like a tent. I just gotta get rid of them so I can do that.
I wasn't wearing a bra, so maybe that's why. When I don't wear a bra, or I wear like a sports bra, it makes them smaller.
Yeah.
So I'll wear sports bras and big t-shirts that like flatten them.
Yeah.
So that my tits don't look as big.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been big into wearing like sweatpants.
I love sweatpants.
I've been wearing like the shorts sweatpants combo.
That's cute.
So I'm gay.
You're gay. We're all gay. Have you guys ever had a gay awakening, a gay questioning?
I feel like we go through that once a year.
So we're gay. 2024, we're gonna date women. That's scary.
That's so scary.
I don't want to get my heart broken. Not since my mom. Oh my god, I understand, man. I get it. Holy shit, I get it.
Mind blown.
Damn.
What are we gonna do about this? Maybe we do. Okay, what if we go on gay double dates? Do you think they, our partners, would get jealous of our friendship? They would definitely think we're gay.
Oh, and we live together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how
the lesbian community. I kind of like jealousy. I'm like, okay, be jealous.
You're toxic. You're gonna use me as a pawn. I don't even get anything on the side. Use you.
I'll find you a friend. That's assuming I don't know. I feel like I still need. Yeah, women are scary.
I feel like Miami's the most where I've talked to women though.
Really?
Like gay women.
Hmm.
One that I thought was cute has a girlfriend now, so she ignores me. And then the other one moved away, but they did live here and like were asking to hang out.
Damn.
But she also hooked up with my friend, so I don't. Oh. Yeah, I'm already in the drama. No, I'm just kidding. Nothing ever happened out of it, but
I'm so high. Like, I don't think you understand how high I am.
Oh, I was gonna say, do we get more high?
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot recently. I don't know why.
Because you're a goofy goober.
Uba tuba.
Hi,
Bear.
I got met this like the first guy on Hinge, and he was like, I'm looking to get married and find a life partner. And are you like seriously looking for that? Like, what's your goals and shit?
Did he say that via Hinge message?
Yeah,
that's a lot.
It came casually into conversation, I guess.
Do you want to get married?
And then kind of was like flirty in a way that was like, I don't know. And I'm like, what is that? How a good guy actually would act? I was like, or are you love bombing me?
Are you secretly a bad man in disguise?
Yeah, like, oh, I was like, that's a lot, but it's also what I want. So then I'm like, fuck.
I feel like that's like a first date question, right?
We got into it deep on Hinge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about like life. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm swiping on Bumble. Not a lot. Only men with mustaches. I'm going for 5'11 and up.
Oh ho.
Moving on up in the world.
Listen, I did the porn stash phase.
Don't do it.
Didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe that's putting negativity on your future experience. Go do it. Ride the stash.
No, I think I need to find a man who needs to be made into a porn stash man.
So you want to fix somebody?
Sense. Yeah.
You want a Build-A-Bear as a boyfriend?
Yeah, that would be great.
The Build-A-Bear at our old mall was so next to that pet store.
That was so sad. It was a puppy mill.
The puppy mill pet store's got to go. What are those? They're literally like, they put them up, they line them up, and they're like, this one's this much. I'm like, what's happening here?
They're like $1,300 in the mall. I'm like, people buy pets here?
Yeah, and then they look like they're dying. I'm like, these animals definitely have worms.
They have sores on them. Like, it was so sad. They're not taking care of.
They're in those cages all day.
It was so sad.
What a sad life. And sometimes I would go there. I'd go to the mall, like, once a week. I would take the town bus to the mall. And the same puppies would be there. It would break my heart. And I would be like, one day I'm going to make enough money to save all of you.
I thought the same thing. And I would always play with them when I could convince my dad to go in.
Me too.
I think I was too young to play with them.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us without an adult.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
That's stupid. I'm like, you're the adult. You work
here.
We're
literally volunteer companionship for the animals. You're welcome.
Yeah, but what if that dog bit you and your dad wasn't there and then you like could really sue?
My dad would be like, fucking idiot. You know not to let yourself get bit.
And then you'd sue the fuck out of them, which would.
Oh, he probably would.
That'd be great.
Shout out Benji. Oh my God. Ray keeps calling me Benji.
Love it.
Because he gets a call and it says my dad's name. So he goes, hey, Benji, what's going on?
How come that doesn't pop up for me?
I don't know.
Probably yeah, because you have my number. We started calling you Benji on the phone while I was with him. And I was like, I love this. I was like, that actually has a ring to it.
It does have a ring to it.
Yo, Benj.
Hey, Benji.
It's so weird, though. That's my ex, like, high school best friend's name, like, nickname.
That is weird.
So now I'm like...
Which best friend? Oh, Milk.
No one knows what just happened. I can't believe that's where your mind went. That was a traumatic... That was a traumatic event for me, Emily. Okay, one time, this is so funny. We had the Junie B. Jones like diary books. Oh, they had prompts and stuff. And we would go in our closet and there, the closet were like the shelf above where you hang everything.
Yeah.
It was wide enough and we were small enough that we would maneuver our way and climb with all hands and feet on the walls and climb up and sit on there. And we'd both sit on there.
Like little owls?
Like, yeah. Like we would just be like this in each corner.
That's so cute.
It was our little book, our book nook.
Book nook, our book.
And we would write in our Junie B. Jones books.
Oh.
And then one time she was like swiping through her book and I was like, I saw my name and I was like, what's that? She didn't want to show me. And I'm like, show me. You wrote about me. And it was like, Jamie Lee's breath smells like milk. I think she had cereal. And I ate cereal and milk all the time because that's all we had to eat.
I forgot that that was the story behind it. For some reason, I thought her breath smelled like milk. So, but I just associated her with milk. Okay, so she said you smell like milk.
And that like stuck with me for years.
That would stick with
me always, too. I would ask people, I'd go up to them, I'd go, does my breath smell like milk? I would be so insecure, but I'd be like, does my breath smell like milk? And they'd be like, yeah, it kind of does.
Your mom saw those Got Milk campaigns and was like, yes.
That's all we have. When you grow up poor, you have cereal for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're going to smell like milk.
Whatever. We drink a lot of milk. It was during the milk.
I'm not
the milk craze. They forced milk upon us.
I used to drink like glasses of milk.
Me too. They used to make you have a glass of milk at every dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. Every dinner, and I hated it. I was like, if unless it's chocolate, get it away from me.
I kind of liked it.
And now I like black men. No, I'm just kidding. I like all men.
Are we gay? Was that English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, do you remember Harriet the Spy?
Yeah.
I really thought I was going to be Harriet the Spy.
Wait. Is Harriet the spy with... Who's the woman, the girl who played her? I did not speak English. Fuck,
wait, I don't know who
I just
her.
Looked her up. Herberg, Michelle Herberg, or Harborough?
Really?
Michelle Trachtenberg.
Trachtenberg.
She definitely played Harriet the Spy.
I have no... I just remember reading the books. I don't know if I watched it.
Right here. Harriet the Spy. Oh my God, we should actually watch this. Ready?
Oh, stop.
Some kids collect insects. Others collect dolls. Harriet M. Welch collects secrets.
What? What was that?
Shake it up.
That's like nostalgia right there. The style of the filming. Oh my god.
It was magical.
Wow.
Questions she won't ask.
Well, what do you eat for $1 million?
Camel burgers, dry roadkill, and my dad's meatloaf.
And no way she'll ever get caught.
Where's my notebook?
Looks like there's something in here for everyone.
You wrote down the truth in your notebook, and your friends who weren't supposed to see it did.
Yeah. All right, but there's also a movie that she's in that was magical too. I feel like it was. Was it the Barney movie? Is that what I'm thinking about?
The Barney movie?
Yeah. I think she was in that too.
I hated the Barney.
This was a good one.
Wait, the Barney?
It was like with eggs or something.
I liked Barney, but then I started to despise him and I don't know why.
But you know how you said we're telepathic? We are because I looked her up on Instagram today. Because
that's so weird.
Because she was in all these movies that I loved as a kid. Mm-hmm. And people are commenting on her appearance on Instagram saying that she looks like sick and old. Oh. And like, is she okay? Like her hair's thinning. And she's like commenting and she's like, fuck you guys. I literally am just 38 years old now. Like I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
Like I'm aging. But that was like all over my TikTok this morning. I looked her up and then you just mentioned.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's suspicious.
What was the first time we were psychic today or telepathic?
Oh, we're making clips for Laser. And we both texted about the same one. Or I thought of it and you texted it. And I was like, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nice. Do we get more?
Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
This is the Stony Baloney segment of the episode. We're going to Pound Town. What's the grossest picture of a medical thing you have on your phone right now? Do not show it to us.
A hemorrhoid.
Not bad.
It is what it is. One time I had a guy, though, think I was cheating on him because he went through my phone, went through my deleted pictures, and saw a close-up picture of me spreading my vagina. And yeah. I was just making sure I had an ingrown hair and not herpes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He was convinced I sent someone that pussy picture. I was like, no, it wasn't even cute.
It wasn't a good one. There wasn't no lighting. I just wanted to see if I had herpes.
Bear.
Yeah, I got scared I had herpes last week. And I took a picture, but it was just an ingrown hair. So I'm fine.
It always happens. Okay. Ooh. Straight up. How do you fight dirty in arguments?
Oh. Coldness, cold anger that like seeps to your core.
You have like the stare, like their laser eyes.
I'm like Homelander. Just yeah, you're Homelander. Bitches.
You just cut through my heart.
Yeah.
How do I fight dirty in fights? I try not to fight dirty. But I think more so just like I'm aggressive. I can get kind of like aggressive and like masculine.
I think I also interpreted that as like we're healing. But what are traits that like we might have used before, you know?
Oh, like I used to use words to destroy you. Like I grew up with an abusive mom who like verbally abused me. So, like, and then I got bullied. So I learned how everyone could be mean to me, and I never wanted to feel that way. But if I needed to, I could turn around and make you feel that way very easily. So people don't realize how much hate it took for me to be this kind.
Sponsored by Laughing Gas with Joey Diaz.
Okay. Have you ever had sexy time while someone else was within earshot? Tell us the tale.
Have I ever had sex where someone else was in earshot?
Yeah, like close to here.
I feel like most of the times I've had sex.
Were you having sex in public?
Or like at a party, like you're fucking your boyfriend in the bathroom. He's fucking you, you know?
I remember I did have sex with somebody in my bathroom while the bathroom door was open but the master door was closed. And you and my brother just walked in. And they were like, we're finishing this. And put their hand over my mouth. And I was like, well, that was hot.
Yeah.
People just showed up in my house and we're almost getting caught.
Yeah.
It was like 30 seconds, but.
But still, sometimes you just got to finish the job.
Yeah. Emily opens the door yesterday as I'm mid-jerk-off session. And I literally just yell, I was about to come. Like, I was right there. I was getting there and I was about to be like, oh, and then the door opens. And I just got, I was like, I fucking panicked. First of all, I panicked and I just threw the everything in the drawer. And I was like, that was loud, Jamie. Like, she heard that. So now she knows you're masturbating. So then I just yelled, I was about to come.
I had no idea. I had my headphones in zoning out.
Oh, and you were
but
like.
But then I heard you and I was like, bro, with your bedroom door open, that's ballsy.
I was like, I like the risk of someone walking in.
High risk, high, what is it?
Either way, if my door was closed, you could hear the hum. The sweet hum of my magic wand. All right.
The sweet, sweet hum.
How many people do you expect to fuck before you die? How far along this journey are you?
How many people do I expect to fuck? Well, judging by the numbers, it's not looking good. What if I find the love of my life next week?
Ow. Oh, fuck.
Then it's only one more. So I'm like,
that's how I feel.
I'm almost there.
But expect, given the percentage each year. No, actually, I feel like I've been pretty good.
Have I?
I haven't had sex in how many days? I have a counter, guys. I started the counter for vaping and drinking, but, you know, one's still going strong. So it's been 60 days and 16 hours since I last got porked.
Since you last got porked.
Porked.
I hate everything about that.
I don't even know where that came from.
That was like an old Boston saying, like me saying cold cocked.
It's just coming out, man. Yeah. As we get older, we just stop giving a fuck. It's like when you get dementia, like you start going back to like how you used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm almost 30 days clean and sober.
As we get older, the Boston accent's going to get stronger.
I'm excited.
Okay. When was someone completely right to break up with you?
Every time. I think every time broke up.
So every time someone breaks up with you, they're just like, hey, this is over. And you're like,
yeah, fair enough.
Makes sense. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, I can see where this is going.
I'm surprised you lasted this long.
I already pre-abandoned myself. You're good.
I actually wrote this out in my journal.
Yeah, I've been manifesting this.
It's on my vision board.
I really do think I just need my next heartbreak. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the love of my life. I'm looking for somebody to hurt me.
Why?
I'm not actually. It's just a joke.
I think you are.
Maybe I am.
Honestly, though, every time I have a heartbreak, I glow up. I become a better person. I succeed in life. I think, and I use it as fuel.
Yeah.
To be like, oh no, you'll see. Just you wait. I'm going to be somebody.
Just you watch and wait, little man. Little
You're
going to
see me on TV everywhere. Mm. On every podcast. On every platform. I'm going to haunt you. You're going to go to the bathroom to take a shit at a local hotel. And all of a sudden, it's going to be a two girls, one blunt sticker. You're going to be like, how'd this get in the men's bathroom? Good question. I don't know, but it's there.
I'm going to be on the gas station TV. You can't fucking escape me.
You're going to be fucking your girlfriend. Her face is just going to morph into me at this point.
Yeah, they're working on holograms as we speak.
I'm out the window with a hologram. I pre-programmed all your smart homes, your Alexas.
I actually have been feeding your girlfriend some of my cum every day in hopes that she'll turn into
me. Whoa. I took a turn. You took it too far, Emily.
I was trying to think like
stalking was enough. Bodily fluids. That's a whole other story.
I've been reading a lot of Edgar Allan Poe.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I think you know what that means.
Do I?
I'm suicidal. No.
And that's what you think about bodily fluids and doing crazy things like that because you're just like, fuck it. I got nothing else to live for.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, back to the cards. What's the weirdest thing you practice kissing on?
Like a fruit?
What type of fruit?
Maybe a banana. I don't know. Or like a doll.
I feel like a...
Maybe the mirror. The mirror.
Oh my God, made out with the mirror.
Why, you have never done that?
No, I have. Who hasn't done that?
Has everyone made out with their mirror?
I think I like made out with your hand.
Oh, I used to do my hand all the time. I'd just be like,
they're like, oh god.
Oh
yeah, good times.
Cool. We weren't weird.
We were not cool. You can only look at one type of porn for the rest of your life. What are you picking?
Gangbangs.
For sure. Okay. Nice.
Right. Someone pointed out that I say for sure, but they spelt it F-E-R, like S-H-U-R-E.
That's how I would spell it. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then I every time I say it on this podcast, I recognize me going, for sure.
For sure.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
For sure. For sure?
For sure. For sure. And 30 years ago.
And for sure. For sure. That sounds so weird.
For sure.
I'm going down to the shore. I'll say sure, but if I say sure, no, it's sure.
Sure.
Sure is the beach. Sure is like, yeah.
Sure.
For 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 sure. And 7 years. Okay.
Oh, forefathers.
Oh, this is an intense question. Never been asked before, ever in our lives.
Never.
If you could have sex with anyone I've been with before, who would it be?
Who have you had sex with?
I'm thinking of one.
You're thinking of one?
Well, if you're going after stashes. Or any of the people that... There's been people who are both like, oh, yeah, they're cute. And then it happens. Who? Who would it be, Emily? I have a gun to your head.
I know. I don't like this question.
All right. Next question. What would your average poo fit in a sandwich bag?
Would I or have I?
Would your average poo fit in a sandwich bag?
Would my average poo
fit? Oh, so you fit it in a sandwich bag? Why have you shit in a bag, Emily? You've shit in a bag? Emily's just like, want to save it for later.
No, I haven't shit in a bag. Who's shit in a bag?
You just answered that question like you shit in a bag. Now everyone's thinking you've shit in a bag along with me. Am I
think
wrong?
You're the only one who's thinking that I shit in a
you
bag.
You said, would I have or have I? As if, and you like unlocked a past memory. What'd you shit in a bag for him? Did it fit in the bag?
Who pooped?
Did it fit?
No, but I have poop poops that could poop in a sandwich bag. I've shit on the ground.
I feel like most of the time it's like, it really depends if I have my daily smoothie or not.
Whether or not you shit in a bag?
No, whether or not it would fit.
I was like, when do you shit in a bag?
That was my question to you.
I guess we both answered that suspiciously.
I'm crying.
Okay.
what a transition.
Have you ever had to figure out how to muffle a bathroom emergency in an embarrassingly close space?
Wait, what?
I don't even know.
You just mumbled that.
I lost it.
Do you wash your hands after you masturbate? Yes, we mean every time. Why not?
Because I fall asleep after.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Fuck no.
Yeah. Plus, I use toys. I'm a lady.
Yeah.
We don't have to get our hands dirty.
Who in the room has the hottest parent? Definitely your dad.
Not me. Oh, wait.
No, I'd say my parents are conventionally attractive.
What are the last few things you searched in an incognito browser? What are the last three things you searched in an incognito browser?
Comedy stuff.
Okay, that sounds suspicious. Comedy stuff. I swear I'm not involved with the mob.
No, there was, I think I was trying to look at a profile and it kept like automatically logging me in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't remember why. Or maybe that was just a separate browser than the main browser I was in.
Okay. All right, so comedy.
Pictures of STDs.
Like, what does herpes look like?
Yeah. Why is my shit green? No, I'm just kidding.
I looked that up after eating Lucky Charms once.
Yeah, one time I was like, why is my shit red? And I had beet juice that day.
Oh yeah, that happened to me. I thought I was bleeding.
Literally was like, I'm bleeding.
I called my dad. I was like, how bad is it if your poop is red? He was like, Emily, you should go to the hospital.
And then
I
remember to drink like a full beet juice.
Yeah. Yeah, I was totally fine.
Oh, will you show us the last sex you've sent or received? How recent was it? Emily, whip it out.
That's so revealing.
Whip it out.
That's so revealing.
Whip it out right now.
I'll show it to you, but it's
all you have to do is read one, and it could be his. It doesn't have to be yours. Embarrass him. It's like, I would love to suck on your toes and smell your butthole.
Where am I? This is so bad.
I can tell you're uncomfortable. You're just going,
okay.
Do it. Do it for the tube.
It's so explicit.
Okay. How recent was it?
Wait, I have to find one that's not as bad.
What if it's good? What if they're learning though? If that's
oh my god, I almost just sent a voice memo.
Wait, what if people want to learn how you sex? I haven't sent a sex in a long time. It's usually just like, oh, I want you so bad.
I literally go, I want your handprints bruised on my hips.
Okay, Emily.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I said more.
Read it. Oh, I just hit my tooth with the mic as it tried to jerk off.
I don't know why men always tell me I have little butt cheeks. When they're like intimately involved with me, they're like, you have like little butt cheeks. And I'm like, stop. They're small but mighty. Okay?
No, they're mad because you have like the fattest ass that's like a bubble butt. And they're like pissed off because they don't have a bubble butt. They're like, I've been working so hard for all these gains and my butt's not like hers.
But he was just want to see those little butt cheeks tremble with your face down in the mattress. So embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah. No, that's hot. Guys, send that message. What would you think?
Rate Emily's sex message.
That's creative. I've like lost my ability to be creative, or maybe not my ability to be creative like in that way, but my desire. When I stopped wanting to prove myself to men, I used to pull that shit out of somewhere real hurt through the abyss and the hole I was trying to fill. It was coming through a black hole and it would just come out. And now I'm just kind of like, you want me to lay to the side and you put it in? I don't know. What's up?
You know, just like flip me like a pancake. When I was learning how to like dirty talk, I feel like I literally Googled how to dirty talk. And I was like, what are ways that I can say things that are more interesting to men? And I would look up like scripts and like just kind of like internalize what they said based on the dynamic I know is in my sex life.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's how I learned how to sex.
I feel like I did that too. But then every time I like read things, I was like, ew, I would never say it like this.
No, but I would paraphrase or like figure out what the common theme was and then put it in my words.
Okay. Pop quiz. Hot shot. Your mom has just caught you with a handful of cum. Explain yourself.
I'm making Alfredo sauce. This is Alfredo.
In your hand?
Yeah.
I didn't have a spoon. And she looks over. There's like 10 spoons out. I would just be like, it's coconut oil. See?
Oh, yeah.
It's good for my hair.
Rub it on your face. I'm just doing a facial.
Yeah, it's this weird Korean skin mask I got off of TikTok shop.
Yeah, you just peel it off. If you were abducted by aliens, would you try to escape or would you just lay back and see what happens?
I think I would just see what happens. I try to escape where? I'm probably on a spaceship somewhere or in Middle Earth.
Middle Earth?
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth.
You haven't heard those theories?
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Who lives on Drury Lane?
Yes, I know the Muffin Man.
I'm the Muffin Man.
My gumdrop buttons.
Oh, was there a family-friendly movie or TV show that inadvertently helped you discover that you're what you're into sexually?
The Addams Family, Gomez and Morticia. Like, I want a man who's obsessed with me.
Oh,
who will kiss all over my body and give me roses.
That's true. I like Stefan from Vampire Diaries.
Was he like the kind of emo one?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
Like, no, he was like the first one that Elena was with. She ended up with Damon.
Oh.
I always thought Damon was a bad boy and represented all the toxic things that I liked in men because I loved Damon, but I loved how like sweet and in love Stefan was. But later in the series, he became very toxic. So basically, you don't win in this situation.
Okay, cool. Sounds like my life.
And that's what I learned from Vampire Diaries.
Is you never get the one you truly love.
Nope. And it'll be so good that it'll be so bad you'll want to kill yourself. And you will do it until they bring you back to life because you're a vampire. And that's just in the next lifetime. It's kind of fucked up.
I wish I was a vampire so bad.
Me too. Where would you, what would you do as the first thing? What would you do? What would be the first thing that you'd do as a vampire?
I would figure out my food supply.
Well, it's people.
Oh.
We're in Miami. You're pretty good. You go to the club, no one will even notice.
That's true. I could just like take a little bit.
This would be the best place to be a vampire.
But then what if I get infected with drugs? Like, I don't want to do drugs, and I'd be doing drugs whenever I took from people in Miami.
That's true. You take a hit of someone, you're like, that's definitely doozy.
Yeah.
And you're like, is it? Wait.
Is like, this, are the shrooms hitting me? My teeth are vibrating.
Is this Bad Bunny?
Bro, somebody puts on. Yeah, no, I'd be fucked.
I would live at the club scene in
Miami. I'd be a drug addict. And then I would be a good-for-nothing vampire.
Oh, God. They can have drug addict vampires.
They definitely do. See, this is why we need to stop addiction, so our vampires are safe. Because I want to marry one.
There's definitely vampires. I believe in them.
I do, too.
Can you see my vampire teeth? I got canines.
You do. I grind my teeth.
Turn me into a vampire.
I would love to be turned into a vampire.
I like dreamed about it and I was like, this would get me away from my bad childhood. If only I was like a part of a vampire cult in the middle of a small town.
They take care of their people.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, who is the sexiest Pokemon?
Ninetales.
Okay.
I'm thinking like original.
I feel like Charmander.
The sexy but dude?
Final evolution.
Oh, you're like a big boy. I went for a woman. I'm gay.
I went for someone that could destroy me. I have mommy issues.
I loved all the evolutions of wait, is it Ninetales that I'm thinking of? Or no, Eevee. That's what I'm thinking Eevee of. Too. Eevee. But what's Ninetales? Ninetales is the
Nine-tailed fox, right? Can you vape me when you get a chance?
No.
Okay. I guess I'll go fuck myself.
Ninetales is still fucking sexy as fuck. That was... Yo, my inner child just thought of that because I didn't even... Touchdown!
Nice!
Field goal.
Flag on the play. Ninetales Pokemon.
Beautiful.
Oh, sexy.
The white one.
Okay.
Shiny Ninetales. Oh my god.
Oh. Whoa.
What? Yeah. Oh my god, like the ghost one, shiny.
No, honestly, wasn't there a Pegasus? Like I would fuck a Pegasus.
Okay, what Greek mythology creature would you have sex with?
The Minotaur.
Just take me.
Just take me away from all this.
Hercules.
Like Hercules? Oh, it could be like god too. I thought you meant creature, like.
Oh. Something definitely with a human face. Maybe a dragon.
Oh, a centaur. Yeah, I think I'd fuck a centaur. That's really all. But if we were talking about like
Medusa?
You'd fuck Medusa?
I wouldn't look at her.
But I'd be like,
blindfold me. And like, she'd be like, I'm going to take the blindfolds off. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to come.
Medusa, no. You're like, red. I hope you would have safe words.
Yeah. A centaur would be hot, I guess, too. Pegasus.
Yeah, I guess I could fuck a Pegasus.
What about a werewolf?
Oh, I would absolutely fuck a werewolf.
Me too.
Like, hands down. What if he like transformed in your pussy?
Well, he really tore that shit up.
So painful.
Okay. Under what circumstances would you buy cigarettes or alcohol for a teen who asked you to hook them up?
If they were related to me and I knew they were going to get shit elsewhere, I'd rather they have it safely from me. Like, obviously not like an 11-year-old, but if it's like a 19-year-old.
For alcohol and stuff?
Yeah. So they're not asking creepy people like at the liquor store to do it or...
I'd rather my kid drink in the house and they're supervised and safe.
Yeah.
I feel like I would get my high schooler drunk at a young age, like at home. Like I would get them drunk so they know what it feels like to be fucked up if they're going to go out. If they're like already making that decision, I catch them. Or like, you know what I mean?
We'd have like wine for dinner like and wine. That would get them drunk.
Yeah.
And then they would see how they can handle themselves and where.
Yeah, just, I'd be like, do you see how this is scary? You only had one glass. Like keep it small. Eat before. I don't think you should be drinking at all. And I'm going to ground you if I catch you. But I don't know. Describe the worst nude you've ever received consensually. What happened next?
Consensually? I've only gotten fire once.
Wow.
Rub it in our face, Emily.
I feel like I've just gotten some news where guys are like making a weird face. Like they forget their face is in it. Like they're concentrating really hard. They're like.
Yeah. They're flexing and like, you can tell in their face.
Yeah. I like a lean back with like the dick and balls from that angle and lean back and they look at you. I'm like, oh.
Like, I'm yours. Just take me.
What's your move to seduce somebody?
I feel like I just like look at them.
Yeah, Emily does her eyes.
I literally got called out the last time because I do eyes and he was like, you're doing eyes at me. You want me to kiss you? And I was like, okay. Then kiss me.
Why aren't you?
I don't see the. Yeah, I think it's the eyes.
Show the camera the eyes.
I can't do them unless I like you.
Think of the camera as someone you like.
I don't like anybody right now.
You're starting to do it. You any questions?
Mm-hmm.
We can.
I have so many questions.
What?
None good. How often do you sanitize your sex toys?
Oh, I just wash them.
Me too.
But then I'll like leave them in the drawer dirty and I won't wash them till the next time I'm about to use them.
Same. Yeah. And it's always right after I charged it. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to get it in quick.
Yeah. It has like the vagina crusties on it still.
Yep. That like peel off film. Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
Oh, I love vaginas.
It's kind of like the glue that you'd put on your hand as a kid.
And you peel it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time.
And I'm like, you know what? It's a satisfying time every time I have to get to it.
It really is. I do peel it off and then I wash it and then I wash my hands. Is that weird?
I do it too.
Okay, cool. Weird. Turns out the secret to perfect health is eating a human flesh hamburger once a week. You can get them delivered. Would you chow down? What the fuck?
That's the weirdest question. And what in the Illuminati made this game?
I didn't even know that would be the question.
No, this says dirty. It's dirty talk. Extra dirty. Truth or dare.
Extra dirty. Straight up.
That's extra apocalyptic. I feel unsafe.
I do not want to eat a human flesh hamburger.
No. Did you watch the 100, though, where like they're stuck underground for like 10 or like 15 years? And so they lose access to their food supply. And so the only way for them to eat is they start throwing people who disobey the rules because there's no room to keep people alive. So when you disobey the rules, you go into the pit and you fight till the death. And then the winner, the person who dies, they cut him up and then they feed everyone like one meat block. And they do that for like 15 years. They turn into cannibals. And it's heartbreaking because, like, the woman who, like, runs it, Octavia, was, like, my favorite character. And she turned really dark and let everything get to her. And she made everyone cannibals and forced them.
Cannibalism literally causes prion diseases. And prion diseases eat away at your brain. So it totally makes sense for her to become more evil literally as her brain fucking
rots
away. Yeah. There are holes inside people's brains.
Yeah, but she made people become cannibals before it started rotting her brain.
She was fucked before.
And then no one will do it. And so she just takes it and she like eats it. And she's like, see? Oh, yeah. Everyone's like throwing up.
Oh,
anyways, God. Army Hammer.
I always feel bad for like the people, like the soccer teams who get lost and like the Andes. And like there are people who are dead and they're stuck.
I don't know if
there.
I would eat somebody.
I don't think I could eat somebody either.
I don't think I would ever be at the point. Ugh. I would rather like hunt, learn how to hunt or something. It wouldn't go well, but I'd try. I wouldn't even know how to cook it. We're fucked.
Stop. I'm freaking out. No. We'd be so fucked. What do I look for in a man? Apocalyptic ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Facts.
Generators. Power supply. A bunker. These are the qualities that I look for in a man.
Same.
Canned food. Dried food. Astronaut ice cream.
What an episode.
Bro, I'm so high.
Now we got to go talk in a meeting.
Yeah, I got to get a chai latte on the way down.
All right, let's
go.
Guys, we'll see you next week. And yeah,
we love you so much. Come to our comedy shows.
Stay high, stay horny, stay fly.